Chapter 3. Back in the office, Ivan worked hard. When he looked up from his computer, his workmates were very busy. When Ivan smiled, they smiled back, but quickly continued working. Ivan spoke to a man at the coffee machine. His name was Martin, but they didn't talk long. Martin was friendly, but he was late for a meeting.
Jane called Ivan into her office.
"How is it going?" she asked.
"Good,"
said Ivan. He wanted to sound positive. Then Jane's phone rang.
"Sorry, Ivan, can we catch up later?" she said to Ivan.
As Ivan walked back through the office, he looked at his workmates' desks. On almost every desk, there were family photos. Ivan thought about his own family and felt a little sad. He also thought about his friend Anna. He met her on his first day at university. It was easy to make friends at university. Working in an office seemed very different. That evening he made his favourite meal. He put on some music and ate his dinner by the window. The view of the town at night was very nice. The lights on the boats out at sea shone in the dark. Suddenly, the phone rang. It was Anna.
"So, how was it?" she asked.
"I learned a lot of new things," said Ivan.
"Sounds good.
What are your workmates like?" asked Anna.
"I am not sure. We did not talk much because we were quite busy," said Ivan.
"Oh," said Anna.
"But it is only the first day. Making friends in a new place is hard, especially in a small town."
"That is true," said Ivan.
"How about a club?" said Anna.
"A club?" said Ivan.
"Yes, it is a great way to meet new people," said Anna. "You can make friends easily if you join a club."
"What are you interested in?"
Ivan thought about his interests.
"I like sport, films, and music," said Ivan.
"What else?" asked Anna.
"Well, I like walking and nature," said Ivan.
"Great. So find a club that matches your interests," said Anna.
When Ivan went to bed, he thought about Anna's advice.